Well, we are very, very happy to have with us right now Al Gross, former Brown safety and one of the two honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Ravens. He'll be handling those duties along with Felix Wright. And Al, we have you on the line from Phoenix, Arizona, your home there. Glad to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It'll be good to be an honorary captain this week.
I was going to say, how I always ask guys this because it is a big deal. You get to put on a jersey and the crowd gets to – you get that next opportunity from the end of your playing days to go out there and have the crowd see you and welcome you warmly. And I know that's always the case. It's going to be a special feeling.
It is, you know, to be back in front of the Cleveland fans where we played, back in the day and be able to just experience a new stadium. I know it's not the same as the old municipal, but to be able to get out there and see the fans and feel that atmosphere is going to be terrific.
Yeah, we had Felix on earlier in the week, and he expressed those same thoughts and feelings. And, of course, he lives in the area, but this is still – and he's at that stadium quite a bit in his uniform police role that he has. But this is a whole different thing to walk out there and experience those cheers. And that's something I'm sure that connection with these fans, Al, that never goes away. That's probably always in your memory bank.
Well, I don't want to stop there. I might just cover a kick and see if I can talk to Coach Sherman about it.
Nice.
No, the body can't do what it used to, but you know, the warrior in you always wants to, you know, go back out there and compete, and your juices start to flow when you're around a football field. I cover high school and college football and go out to some of the games, and it never leaves you. You still always wish you could play, but this is the next best thing, and I'm so honored that the Browns would have me back.
And you know about High Times in Cleveland. You know what it means to have this town adore this team and be so happy and connected with this team when it's winning games. I mean, that's what does it. And they support them through the tough times, and there have been far too many of those, obviously. But you look at where this team is right now, young and up and coming and having maybe a chance for some traction here, winning two of their last three and a couple in a row at home. How do you sort of see that what this town is like when times are good for the Browns?
Well, you know, the fans in Cleveland, you know, the one word I can say is loyalty. And honor, you know, they honor the team, they're loyal, and they're not fair weather and bandwagon fans. You can always have a few people jump on the bandwagon when you're winning. I'm out here out west, and people go with the flow. If you're winning, they're with you. If you're losing, they'll skip and hop to a different team. Hmm. Cleveland fans are loyal. They're going to stick with you. And back when we were winning and going to those AFC championship games, it was like nothing that I've ever seen for, you know, just going out in the community and just getting the encouragement that we got. And it makes you want to play harder when you have that kind of fan base.
Al, take us back to those days when you, Felix Wright, this team had quite a secondary. Hanford Dixon, he's a regular on this show. Frank Minifield, so many outstanding players on the back end of a defense that was just strong overall. But give me a sense of some of your favorite memories and standout memories from those days.
Well, you know, I was fortunate to come in 1983 and be in the tail end of the San Ratigliano and some of the Cardiac kids. So I was there, and I was nurtured by Clarence Scott, who had played 13 years, and he kind of helped me adjust to the pro football game when I came in. But to bring in over the couple of years, guys like Hanford was already there, to bring in Frank Minifield, Felix Wright, Chris Rockins, Mark Harper, to have maybe like four or five guys that could start. And then to top it off, we had Donnie Rogers, who, passed, who was another player that helped get the whole Brown secondary going. And it built a pretty strength to our team that had been a weakness when I first got there.
Al Gross, former Brown safety, on the line with us from Phoenix. He will be one of the honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Ravens, along with Felix Wright. He joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you talk about that group, and I love how you put that, the nurturing that Clarence Scott gave you as a player, the bonding that I'm sure you guys also had because you were successful, and how each the unit, the defensive unit, was all for one, but you guys also did your share helping the offensive side in practice, right, when Bernie Kosar would go up against this defense, and Felix Wright was saying, you know, he swiped his share of passes from Bernie.
That's right. You know, some of those practices, I mean, I can still see Frank Minifield and Brian Brennan going at it. I mean, you had Webster Slaughter, Langhorne, and in the one-on-one sessions were unbelievable. And then you take guys like Harry Holt and Ozzy and safeties need having to cover those guys who are, you know, doesn't get much better than Ozzie Newsome for learning how to cover somebody. But those practice sessions, add in your Ernest Biner, your Kevin Mack, Johnny Davis rumbling through the secondary at practice. It really got you ready for whoever you were going to run up against.
When you think back to the career path that you took from University of Arizona, you get drafted by the Cowboys in the ninth round in 1983 when the draft had that many rounds. So you join them. And then take us from there, from the Cowboys and ending up with the Browns. And did you ever foresee your path? I'm sure you drafted by the Cowboys, you figured, hey, I'm going to wear a star on my helmet and be part of America's team. But lo and behold, you end up with an orange helmet.
Ironically, as a kid, I hated the Cowboys. And when they drafted me, I was totally surprised. But Marty Schottenheimer called me during the fifth round and said, Al, we're thinking about taking you, and I'm sitting by the phone. The call never came. The call came from Dallas. I walked out of camp in Dallas. I didn't understand the pro game, and I had a chip on my shoulder when I got to Cleveland that, you know, I had nothing to lose, and I got an opportunity to get out there and show what I could do on special teams. And by the by the end of the season, I was starting against Pittsburgh and had my first career interception. So, you know, I had an idea that Cleveland was interested back then. And then when I got the call to come there, you know, the rest was history for 5 years.
You grew up in Stockton, California. Again, you play your ball at Arizona. Was there a big life transition to be able to, you know, come this far east and end up in a city that, of course, was much colder and, you know, weather-wise and all those conditions? Because I bring that up, too, because of the game that the Browns just played last week against the San Diego Chargers, who hardly seemed prepared or ready to deal with what they had to deal with weather-wise, and that was an advantage for the Browns.
Absolutely. I went from 8 months of sun to being 110 degrees when the season started to being in Cleveland, Ohio, where I saw snow fall for the first time in my life. So, you know, I was out at practice, and I remember standing out there in a huddle of guys. All the guys from Florida and the South and California were out throwing snowballs with no gloves on, and the veterans were sitting there laughing at us because they said, wait until about another 30 minutes. Sure enough, our feet froze, our hands froze. We were asking, when do we go in? And they said, this is a normal two-hour practice. And I literally almost broke down in tears. My hands were frozen solid. And from there, a few months later, taking that cold weather and taking it to an advantage of knowing where the frozen spots were at Municipal and using that to our advantage. You adjust, but, man, it was something coming from the desert.
Al, let's talk about what you're doing now. You're involved with fundraising in the Phoenix area for youth organizations. You also work with a company that's developing protective football equipment and very focused on concussion prevention, which, of course, is a major topic these days in football and in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, with the as a former player and played since I was 10 years old, there's been a lot of attention here lately being on education to youth and high school coaches on the issue of concussion, the NFL has done a great job with rolling out the concussion protocol, and it rolls downhill. Now we've seen it in college where players are actually being taken out and examined before they go back in, even at the expense of sometimes then your star player having to miss a game. And I think that's great. But we got to do better, and I'm working with a company that is coming out with a helmet device. It's something that has been used before, and it's just been approved for high school football to help reduce concussions. Now, we're in the production and development stage, and we'll have it out probably before the season starts next year. But it's something that will help protect kids and players of all ages against the head helmet-to-helmet contact and the slamming of your head on the ground, because the helmet can't do it all. I mean, you have to have the rule changes. We have to have the referees involved. We have to have coaches' education, but we also have to improve the equipment.
Well, that's tremendous, and what a great thing to be involved in. And Al, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday, you and Felix Wright, and thank you so much for your time.
All right. I'm getting my cleats ordered and everything from the equipment staff, and I look forward to being out there. It should be a great, great week. Hopefully they'll beat the Ravens.
Yeah, there you go. He is Al Gross, former Brown safety, who along with Felix Wright, another former Brown safety, will be the honorary co-captains for Sunday's game against the Ravens. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.